This is actually just a small sampling of a wonderful collection that belongs to David and Nancy Leroy. He and his wife Nancy have a home in France, and when they are traveling, they collect these beautiful, incredible books and manuscript fragments and antiquities.
Pick something out that is really something that strikes you as amazing.
Well, I think you've got to see this palm leaf book in a solid oak carved case. As I take off this lid, you'll see that there is a long, beautiful palm leaf book that's perfectly encased within that wooden box. The leaves are actually made from palm leaves that have been boiled and the surface scraped smooth. And then calligraphy is inscribed in the surface of the palm leaf. And then soot or ashy pigments are rubbed over to deposit dark color. So you get this beautiful, delicate calligraphy in what's probably a Burmese language.
It looks like a whole bunch of rulers stacked one on top of another.
I know. The proportions are really striking to a Western eye because it's so long and thin and precipitously tall. But this form of book may go back 6,000 years. It's a very ancient form, and it was in use throughout South and Central Asia.
What else do we have here?
In this corner, we have some Coptic materials, which came from Egypt and or Ethiopia. So most people are aware the Copts were early Christians in Egypt. They have an incredible book and manuscript tradition. The book you see here is a Coptic Bible. It's inscribed completely by hand on vellum in black and orangey-looking inks, and it's in this amazing language of Ethiopia.
And what is this here in front of me with the bright colors and the metallic on it? What is this?
That's a lovely illuminated manuscript page from a prayer book. It's got a Gothic calligraphy, and then it's got this incredible, almost liquidy-looking gold leaf treatment on some of the initial capitals and in these incredible ornamental borders. The borders, they are these botanical motifs where these incredible intertwining vine figures are drawn with a very fine ink and then decorated with tempera colors and this liquidy, lustrous gilding. If you look closely, you can see a tiny carrot in there.
There is a carrot.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Now, there's quite a range of items here from different places.
We are definitely spanning several centuries and various continents. That's an exciting thing about this collection, too.
And what about folks who come to the exhibit? What should they take away from this?
Well, I hope that they will be excited to see this material, especially to see it in Idaho, where we don't necessarily have a number of collections of this age available for public view. And I hope that they'll be surprised at the range of what they see and the variety of audiences that these objects seem to appeal to. Sometimes I think we're a little too quick to assume that in any given place or time, literacy was restricted to very limited numbers of people. Undoubtedly, that's true in sometimes in places, but I think literacy is kind of catching, and I think reading is quite contagious, and I think you get that feeling from these objects.